Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
You did that on purpose. You just have to annoy the team and make extra loud noises in the microphone when you're recording a podcast.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
What was the? Who was that?
It's the Spice Girls, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I need it with some human touch. I hear Kirby's a bit of a Spice Girl fan.
It was her jam. She's young,
in the 1990s.
I was teaching year ones at that point.
I can't fucking remember anything from the 1990s.
I was teaching the year ones and you were in year one, exactly. And I was, and the kids loved the Spice Girls. I wasn't teaching year ones, actually. I was teaching year threes.
They were huge.
But the kids loved the Spice
Girls. The last time they toured, they got $50 million each. Fuck. That's a lot. $50 million, like $50 million.
There you go.
Anyway,
there you go.
So we're talking about boundaries.
We are talking about boundaries today, and I was talking to the guy.
Stop right now.
That's why
thank you very much.
Anyhow, we're talking about boundaries. I spoke about this in my personal coaching group, the Mindset Club, a while back. Actually, not just last week. And it was good information, so I thought it'd be good to probably pop onto a podcast. Mm-hmm. But we might have to do it in two parts because there's so much information. Mm-hmm. So we'll start by talking about what boundaries are, how people know that they've got boundaries, and then we might have to take a part two to this one because there's lots of info.
In the Mindset Club, are you controlling people's minds?
I'm not.
Are you trying to control my mind right now?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
You're weird sometimes.
No, what was the movie I was watching?
What is going on?
Dinner for Schmucks. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, fucking Steve Carell, Dinner for Schmucks. So funny.
What? Is he controlling people's minds?
No, the end scene is one of the guys comes in and he's telling Steve Carell that he's controlling his mind. And the guy believes he has mind powers. So they create this dinner for people that believe they have these really strange powers, and you know the idea of the dinner is to bring people together that are completely lunatics and weird, and the people who are bringing them there get to laugh at them. So anyway, Zach Galifianakis is doing this scene where he's telling Steve Carell that he's controlling his mind, and it's fucking hilarious. Anyway. That just reminded me because that's something that you would do, Mills, try to pretend that you're controlling my mind.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go to boundaries.
I really wouldn't. Anyway, so I think that the best place to start is to, like, a lot of people have issues with boundaries and a lot of people have issues with boundaries at different times, meaning, like, there are times where I'm a bit lax on my boundaries. There's times where I'm not. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. But as a general rule, because I've done some work on it, I can be a bit more aware of it. And other times I need I know through some of the behaviours that I'm doing or how I'm behaving at the time that I might be having boundary issues. So the first thing I think we need to look is what is actually going on. How do you know if you might have some boundary issues, right? And the first thing is people pleasing. So when people are overtly people pleasing, it's because they don't know where they stop and somebody else starts. You know, they're trying to give over and above because they perceive that somebody else is more important. Yeah. And a good example of this is when you're a kid, right? You don't know how to say that you want to be a certain way or do a certain thing, right? So you're told, sit up straight, talk a particular way, behave in this scenario, right? So where this is not a criticism of how we got brought up. It's just a awareness of the fact that we're told to behave in certain ways and you want to run outside and play and act crazy and whatever, but you're kind of shown that you this is the way to behave. And as a result of that, you want to please your caregivers. So you sort of cut off, you kind of learn from an early age to cut off what's important to you,
right,
and do what is going to please somebody else, right. And that sort of evolves into adulthood. You know, you're pleasing your boss, you're pleasing your partner, you're pleasing your kids, you're pleasing your parents.
Because you don't know who you are and what you bring.
Exactly, because you don't know the measure of who you are in some
value,
way.
You don't have any value on yourself.
Yeah, and you don't have the value on yourself. So when you're not clear on that, the boundaries can get...
So you kind of feel like if you like me, then I'm going to feel important.
Yeah.
But if you don't like me, then I don't feel important.
Correct.
So therefore, your importance lies in the hands of someone else.
Yeah. And so when people are people-pleasing, it can be a sign that they don't have boundaries in place.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Because when you have a boundary in place, the person that you please the first is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So you're not as concerned about other people's opinions on you. We'll talk about that obviously as we go through, but it's just a sign to know if you're overtly and you're being overly people-pleasing at the moment, there's a potential that you've got an issue with the boundary, right?
I remember it being when I was in prison.
Yeah.
I'm walking through you watch different people come and go in this particular prison. Heck, it was they come and go. It's a transitory prison. And I remember seeing this one guy come in, and he within about 4 days he had a black eye. And I was talking to someone else. I'm like, what happened to him? And he goes, he had to learn a lesson in boundaries. And I'm like, well, what happened? And he goes, well, when he came in, he was just trying to fit in with everybody. And he was in a room with about five or six guys, and he was just trying to tell all these stories and high note
be liked himself. By all of them.
Yeah, pulled out a cigarette and then lit up a cigarette in the room. And one of the guys asked him for a cigarette. So he threw him the pack and said, oh, you can have it. And he said that was the end of him. He said the guy took the pack and then they just stripped his room and took everything off him, and he took a pounding as well at the same time. And so then that's about, you know.
That was him being forced to go, no, don't.
You got to have a boundary. Don't do stuff like that. Mm. You have to understand that you can't be trying to fit in because they won't trust you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because people don't trust you when you're doing that.
Yeah.
So the thing you're trying to get.
Because you're trying to bet you become a different person for one person, a different person for someone else.
That's right.
And there's none of you left. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So that's sign. Another sign is when you don't know how to speak up. So you know something feels not quite right and you don't know how to communicate it and you don't know how to speak up. The opposite side of that is that you speak up, but you speak up with emotion, anger, resentment, etc., because you're pushed to that point. Does that make sense? So sometimes if something's going on that you don't feel like is okay and you're like, that's not okay, but I don't want to speak up about it, it's because there's a boundary issue. It doesn't mean you have to speak up in such a way where you're resentful, angry or any of that stuff, because that's also a boundary issue with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about being clear in your communication about what's okay and what's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So people who don't speak up sometimes can have boundary issues.
Yeah.
The next one is feeling guilty or anxious all the time. So let's say, you know, you ask to go somewhere or somebody asks you to do something and maybe you say no, but you're feeling guilty about it, mm-hmm. and you're feeling anxious about it. It's because you're putting more value on them, and so you're not clear with this boundary and why it's important to you. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
So well, like, it's also, I mean, because sometimes people feel as if they're going to offend the other person and they're going to lose them. Do you know what I mean? But what they do is they give up the value of their boundaries, and the cost of that is the friendship in the end anyway.
Yes.
You know, you appreciate a person. I find I appreciate a person more that has boundaries and high levels of self-worth to have boundaries than I do people who don't.
I think, though, even with people who are anxious, it's almost like they're trying to take back their boundaries.
Mm.
And if they're guilty, they're trying to take that, but they're still not there because they're emotionally attached to how the people are going to see them. And so they're feeling really guilty about not being able to do something or be somewhere. I lived that life. Like I felt so guilty saying no to someone, or so anxious saying no. And there's still parts of me that do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be here for one of the evenings that are happening here.
Mm.
And there's a part of me that feels like, oh, I should be here. But I also know that I put the boundary on myself that I'd be home for Mum's birthday, and that's what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? But there's that little niggle of, okay, there's a boundary issue there because I've got that smidge of guilt around it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's that. There's a fear of being rejected. So obviously any time you've got a fear of being rejected, that's a sign that you might have a boundary issue, because obviously you're becoming a role or you're playing a role to feel like you're being accepted, but therefore you cross the boundary of who you are, because you're not owning that maybe you don't like a certain thing or you don't approve of a certain thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So fear of being rejected is another one. Another big one, and this is where I've sat a lot of my time, because I'm Italian and there's that victim mentality, you know, in that I grew up with that I'm still like learning, is resentment. So you feel like everybody else is like crossing the line, but you actually haven't set the line, and so you feel resentful.
Well, you think that people should automatically
that,
know
that people should automatically know it.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that you get resentful, and you're feeling resentful about stuff that's out here, but in actual fact, you haven't communicated your boundary correctly. So when you're feeling a lot of resentment, there's a high chance. Obviously, there's a high chance that you haven't worked on something that is important to you, and you're not clear on that because you've overstepped your own boundary, or you've allowed other people to overstep the boundary, because the resentment can be aimed towards yourself as well. It's not just aimed at other people. It can be aimed towards yourself. So if you're feeling in high levels of resentment, that could be a sign that you've got boundary issues. And saying yes all the time, which is another big one, right? Saying yes to everything. And I was big like that as well. It was like I felt like I didn't really have...
Well, because people perceive if they say yes, they're going to get liked.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, if you keep saying yes to someone for, you know, because, you know, I see it with so many people do it. Like so many people, and I know that they're putting themselves out. And like I had a mate years ago, the guy that took me to India for the first time. He just fucking always said yes.
Such a yes man.
Such a yes man. I was like, dude, stop saying yes. I remember one day, it was his birthday, and I'd said, do you want to come up to my place? Said, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to organize a meal. Yeah. And I went and baked the fucker a cake, right? And he was meant to be there at 7 o'clock. And the problem was he'd said yes to four different groups of people.
Because he couldn't say no.
Couldn't say no. Didn't know how to say no. Because he wanted to be liked. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, so the thing you're trying to avoid is being disliked. It's the thing you get anyway, because in the end, I nearly cut him out of my life. Yeah. And I remember my wife said to me, well, are you going to love him unconditionally? Because this is who he is. This is the friend that you have been given, and you know this, and you know he's fucking like that. So are you going to love him unconditionally? If you're not willing to love him unconditionally, Mitch, then, you know, push him out of your life. But if you're going to love him, you have to understand that you're responsible, because you know that...
Also knew that he was going to say no, because he had already been.
He was going to say yes.
No,
but even though
you knew he was going to say yes, but he wasn't going to come because he'd been at your house the week before.
Yeah.
And for him, he's got so many people around that he had already done his little time with you, and you kind of knew that it was pushing it to get him.
Yeah.
So that's a case of you knowing your line and then also knowing his line. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But people saying yes all the time don't have boundaries, because they that is a part of people pleasing. It's like, I just want you to be okay, so I'm just going to say yes, but that's going to affect, like, I don't want to say no because I think that's going to make me feel bad, but ultimately you get the same impact anyway down
the track. When you're saying yes to someone, it's because you don't want to you want to feel appreciated, right?
Yep.
Because you feel unappreciated.
Yep.
But eventually, if you keep saying yes to them and doing everything for them and they're not giving you anything back, because it's not their job to give anything back, you end up feeling deeply unappreciated anyway, and you end up falling out with them.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? It's because you don't. So when you appreciate yourself and you understand how much you value what you bring to people, you'll have boundaries on that, and you'll take more care of yourself.
Yeah.
But people go, well, I do appreciate myself. And the thing is, well, what exactly do you appreciate about yourself?
Mm.
What do you know you fucking bring to that friendship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what is the part of what you bring to the friendship that you know you need to protect And you know when there, where the line is on those things. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And because, I mean, sometimes, you know, when I get really close with people, my lines go out of the way. You know, there is no line.
Yeah.
You know, and this whole thing of I'll do anything for a mate. You know, yeah. And I'm very like that. Like the people that I'm really close to, I'll do anything for mm-hmm. them. But that has a cost because you have an expectation on other people to do anything for you.
Yeah.
And not everybody will meet that expectation.
Yeah.
So therefore you feel, oh my God, I'm too good a friend.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking self-righteous. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's well, you're not and actually, you, well, it's, you're not it's actually not that good a friend because you never had any fucking boundaries.
Because you didn't have the boundaries.
And you set them up.
Correct.
You know, you set them up. You can't fucking set people up like that.
100%.
The truth is, you wouldn't fucking do anything for anybody. Mm-hmm. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't fucking lop your arm
you
off
have
for
a line.
Someone.
You have a line. Of course you do. So it's about knowing what that line is and getting clear with that line.
Yeah. Know what your motherfucking line is. Yeah. Because your line shows you your level of self-worth.
So let me talk about that in a minute, because I'll talk about what is a boundary, right? So what's a definition of a boundary? So these are some of the ways you can decide or you can figure out whether you might have an issue with a boundary. And one of the comments I had after the call in the Mindset Club was that a lot of people thought that they were okay with boundaries and they realised actually through that list, even though that list is not exclusive, there's plenty other ways, but they realised that actually they perhaps were not having boundaries in certain places that they could have had them. So what a boundary is knowing what you need. So knowing what's important to you and knowing what you need is a boundary. And this is one of my favourite definitions of a boundary, right? As human beings, it's our birthright to not default to everyone having unlimited access to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to decide who and what we allow, and then we also get to hold that line. So I have a right to hold that line. I have a right to not give everyone unlimited access to me because there's a part of me that needs to be exclusively for me. Do you know what I mean? Just because I love you doesn't mean you get to have unlimited access to me at all times. My boundary is acknowledging that right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I heard this on a podcast myself actually and I loved that definition.
Yeah, it's a really good. I really like it.
So the other thing I heard and I loved this analogy as well is it's about setting and becoming responsible and deciding what you become responsible for. And what that means is if you're going to set a boundary, you become responsible to that boundary only. You become responsible to saying yes or no to the boundary, whatever it is. But you are not responsible for anybody else's opinion of your yes or no.
Mm.
So if we're mates, right? I love you. But I'm going to say no to this thing, right?
Mm.
And I am responsible for how I feel about me saying no to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not responsible for how you feel about it. And it might affect you and it might upset you. But what me being clear about who I am is me taking responsibility for what I know and what I need in this moment. And it's not my job to worry about how you feel about it. Now, that doesn't mean that because we have to talk about how we communicate our boundaries as well, but it doesn't mean that I'm dismissive of you or anybody else, and it doesn't mean I communicate it in such a way that it's designed to hurt anybody. But the first and foremost person I have to worry about in that scenario is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, am I a yes here? Am I a no here?
Mm-hmm.
And when I choose that, I'm allowed to unchoose that at any moment. This is my choice.
Yeah.
But I'm not responsible for how anybody else feels about that. And the biggest issue for people setting boundaries is actually that,
mm-hmm.
is that they feel that somebody else is going to be affected by it.
Right.
So they don't want to set their own boundaries.
Right,
and
that's
part of all those things that we said, how do you know you have a boundary issue?
Yeah.
All of those are related to how somebody else is with your choices.
Yes.
And you don't want to make a choice because you think it's going to upset someone else. Mm-hmm. When you can understand that where you fit is not anybody else's responsibility, it's only yours, and how they see it is up to them, then then that's when you can understand what a boundary is. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that
but we have, we set boundaries. The time a boundary is not a boundary is when you're setting boundaries out of the greatest amount of compassion for someone else at the cost of the compassion you have for yourself.
Correct. Yes, so, you have to set the boundary is always about in compassion for what you need.
Yeah.
And it's about being clear about what who you are and what you need in that moment, right? And then another analogy I heard which I loved is that it's not so much that, look, my bucket is full here and I can't fit anything else in, so I have to set a boundary. Yeah. Right? It's more, is my bucket filled with the right things?
Mm-hmm.
So what I need to look at is what's coming into my space, because mm-hmm. what happens, and what this is natural for me, my bucket has always been over full, and then I get resentful, right? And I get resentful and I blame everybody and I'm in overwhelm, and that's only because I didn't say, hey, this bucket is for me and I'm only going to fill it with the things that align with me. I'm not just going to say, hey, there's more room. Just come on and add stuff in here because there's enough room in here. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, there's not. Like a great example of that is that, you know, I love kids. I love hanging out with kids, right? But I also know that I have to give myself time first. And if I don't, right, so if there's an opportunity to hang out with one of the kids, like an example happened with you and Lexi not that long ago, she had a netball thing and Ange had said, do I want to go with her? And I said, yeah, I would have gone with her on this Saturday but had a birthday thing. It turned out that her netball game wasn't on the Saturday, it was on the Sunday. And I had no plans. I had nothing else to do.
And you love your Sundays.
And I love my Sundays, but it wasn't about the Sunday. It was about the fact that that day was allocated for me and it had been allocated for me because everything else was my life up until then and after then was going to be so full of everything else that I said no. And I had no like concern about saying no as much as I would have loved to have been there. And I respect as well the fact that I wasn't needed to be there. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't the parent. I was being asked to be there. But in the past, I would have felt guilty for that.
Right.
And I didn't feel guilty because I knew that if I don't give to myself, if I don't set this line, the bucket wasn't full, but if I hadn't set that line, it was going to be an overflow and I was going to end up being resentful and that was no one else's fault, only mine.
Right.
So the point is that understanding what a boundary is really understanding where, like, what is it that you need and then communicating that and being clear with that and not being concerned with how anybody else sees that is how,
Don't worry about anybody else's opinion of it.
No.
Worry about your opinion of yourself.
So the key there then is that the only thing you're responsible then for is telling the truth, which is your truth, right? You're not responsible for how the world reacts to your truth. You're only responsible for your truth. And if that is the only thing you take away from understanding boundaries, then for me that's enough because that's the key. And I think responsibility is the key in this, that you're responsible for that, you're not responsible for that. Yeah.
It's all about, well, response from another human being is based on how you've communicated the responsibility that you realize you have around taking care of yourself and having your own boundaries.
100%.
You know, and as long as you're clear with what you know, as long as you're clear with that and you're responsible about how you communicate it and it's not driven out of a fuck you or yeah, anything
100%.
Like that.
100%. It's got to be driven from a point of view of this is me, this is what I love, this is who I am. And I'm certain about that. And I think we better leave it there because we've been talking for a bit of time. So we'll come back and do a part two and just talk about, well, what now that you know what boundaries are, like what can you actually do about it? I mean, because this is the stuff that I needed to learn the most, really. So we'll come back and talk about that.
Cool. Yeah. Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.